Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 The Ticket. It is the Stoney and Jansen program. Carson Anderson coming up at 10. Mike and Rico at 2 o'clock. And we are joined like we are every Monday. But we're feeling a lot better today. Now the Lions did not win a game yesterday. They didn't play, which means people are in a decent mood. Mm-hmm. TJ Lang is here. What's up? Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. All that great stuff.
How was everybody's weekend?
It was damn good.
It was awesome.
That was a great weekend, wasn't it?
It was, waiting
for that since 97, I feel like, John, when you were still playing.
It's been a while, but the offensive line performance. And I was asked the question, when was the last time you saw a performance like that? And I was thinking maybe it was back in like 06 or 07. You know, maybe there was a performance when Chris Perry was there. But it's been a while. And it just was awesome to watch both lines, offense and defense, dominate the line of scrimmage, because as much as I love talking about Michigan's offensive line and the way that they dominated that game, on the other side, what David Ajabo and Aiden Hutchinson did to those offensive tackles borders on criminal.
And TJ, you always thought Aiden was a good player, but you didn't understand all the buzz to a certain extent.
Right.
Have you changed it at all?
Yeah, I mean, that was probably maybe at the midway point. I remember talking about that.
Yep.
And John and I discussed it on the podcast last week. I was like, man, I know through the first six games, I wasn't hard on him, but I need to see a little bit more from him, right? Yeah, I think on the podcast, I ate some crow last week. I said, this guy's been unbelievable. I mean, against Michigan State, I know they lost the Maryland game, the Penn State game. He's just been absolutely phenomenal. And then, you know, also discussed on the podcast, too, one reason why, you know, we gave Michigan to win was those defensive ends were going to have to be game changers. And they were. And Hutchinson, specifically, I know Jabo played great, too, but Hutchinson, individually, man, he was a game changer, and it's been a long time. I can't remember the last time Michigan and Ohio State played when Michigan had the best player on the field, right? The best player out there, offense, defense, for whatever team, Aiden Hutchinson was the best player on that field. And I can't remember the last time these two teams matched up when that was the case in Michigan's favor. And it turned out to be a huge, huge asset. Yep. I mean, the guy changed the game. And even when he wasn't making sacks, I mean, there were a couple of plays. You know, he's just bowling over the left tackle, just bull rushes right back into the quarterback's leg, and he didn't get a sack or pressure. But
it's because he tripped. Yeah, he had to step on his chest on the way there.
CJ Stroud. I mean, he started to think about that. Oh, geez, three-step drop, and I'm almost getting hit again. You know, and that really, I think that made a big impact in the game.
It's a good thing for Ohio State that they didn't have the officials that they had at Ford Field on Thursday, because there would have been a lot more holding penalties on Ohio State.
The officials, I mean, I feel like all weekend in the NFL were even the Dallas Vegas game, there was 28 penalties. Except, I mean, that's just incredible, man. Talk about taking over the game. But yeah, I thought I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised that Michigan pulled that one out, and in the fashion they pulled it out, winning by two scores. You know, I know It's just been so long since we could put belief in this team without getting stomped and crushed on, right? So I think that was
broken.
Yeah, that was the hardest part about jumping in last week saying, oh, they're going to win. I don't know. I got to see it to believe it. I saw it, and you know, you don't want to get overconfident here. They still got to – I know Iowa's a pretty good team still. Don't get overconfident. Oh, still take care of business. But that was – man, I can't remember. It's been a long time since a Michigan fan felt that way.
I'm generally pessimistic, but I just thought it would be a close game, somewhat close. I thought Ohio State would win by like 10 points, you know? And I was completely wrong.
I was right there with you. And I mean, I think just the way that, you know, Ryan Day and Jim Harbaugh and their rivalry and just the way that Ohio State's been not only beating them lately, but
the
just
confidence
embarrassing
that they come
them
to the
lately.
Game, the confidence that Ohio State enters that matchup with.
Yeah. And I think that, I think Harbaugh, what he did best was stay out of the way. I thought that he just let his defense play, just let his offense play, stay out of the way. They didn't get into this Harbaugh ball where it turned into, you know, dive on first play, dive on second play, third and eight, incompletion, right? He let the offense continue to stay creative with the reverses and the flea flicker. I mean, that's just something we haven't seen.
Josh Gattis earned his paycheck Saturday.
He did, and I think Harbaugh did a nice job of staying out of that game. I thought in the Michigan State game he had too much to do with that loss. I think you got to give him credit for this win, but I think the best thing he did was let his team go out there and play and just stay out of the way.
And that's hard for a lot of coaches, as you guys know. Let's go to Perry in Detroit. What's going on, Perry?
Hey, what's going on? A quick two-part question, but John and TJ in particular. If Harbaugh cannot finish this and win the Big Ten championship, does that somehow invalidate what he did Saturday against Ohio State, especially if he follows it up with another loss? And second part, if the Lions take Aiden Hutchinson at the top of the draft, what would you think about them pairing him with Ajabo with that Rams pick, since it looks like it's probably going to be a pretty good pick the way Matthew Stafford is playing and really solidify those trenches? I'll hang up and listen. Yeah, have a good one.
Thank you.
Well, is Ajabo, he's a junior, right?
He's got a decision to make.
Yeah, he's
does
got
he
a
come
decision
back?
To make.
Does he you know, stay or go into the NFL draft? I don't know who some of his advisors are going to be. There's a lot that goes into that decision for him. But if you just look at, you know, Kwity Paye last year, going, what is it, 22nd to the Indianapolis, I think he's more impactful on a game. And a defensive coordinator looks at Ojabo and sees the great – the kid's only played football for 4 years.
Yeah.
He's still learning the game of football.
And there might be the reason to go back for another year because he has been – it's really only been 1 year, right? Nobody knew about him until this season. I mean,
the question if he goes back then is,
can you have that production without Aiden Hutchinson on the other side?
When you're attracting all the double teams. I mean, Aiden's taken a majority of those. What happens if now he's getting all of the chips, all of the wing looks, and has to play it a different way? Now, he could have a season like Aiden has, and then all of a sudden he goes from, you know, being somewhere – I think he'll be mid first round to, you know, top five pick if he's able to come back and have a season similar to what Aiden had.
248-539-9797. And as far as Perry's first part of the question, it doesn't invalidate the win because it's a box that was checked that we haven't had here in a long time. But it certainly would put a damper on it.
It'd put a damper on the season.
Yeah. Yes.
But I don't necessarily think it invalidates the win against the Buckeyes.
No, it would be huge. Yeah, it would be a huge disappointment, obviously, if you finally get there and you're clearly going to be the better team. And if somehow they don't get it done, yes, I think that maybe the doubt starts to creep in again. But, you know, you haven't beat Ohio State in what, you know, 10 years? Yeah. I mean, you can't take that away.
No.
Yeah. And it's here's the question I had or I was being asked as I left the game because the Minnesota Wisconsin game was going on. If Wisconsin lost and obviously Iowa ended up winning, it was going to be Iowa. It was basically Wisconsin wins, we play Wisconsin. Wisconsin loses, we're going to play Iowa.
Yeah, and Iowa won on Friday too.
Right,
so Wisconsin knew they had to win.
Right, and
Saturday.
So I you know who did I want to play? I'm not a big fan. You and I have experienced this of playing teams twice in a season, and it's very hard to beat a team two times. especially with the way Wisconsin was playing at the end of the year. Graham Mertz was playing better. They found a back that was, you know, Wisconsin does this. It was surprising it took a little bit longer this year, but they find and they create these backs out of thin air. All of a sudden, they've got a 1,000-yard back who's going for 100 yards every single game. Their defense was consistently good to great all season long. Yeah. So I was a little bit excited that it was going to be Iowa instead of Wisconsin.
I think we can all agree on that. And after Wisconsin lost to Michigan, I think that they started 1-3. They won their last seven games leading up until Saturday.
Right.
So, yeah, if Wisconsin would have won, you're getting a hot team, man. You're getting a team that, you know, you embarrassed, week four? That's coming back at you, and they're playing some damn good football. Yep. Now, Iowa's had some
– they're streaky. Six in a row. Yeah. They lost two in a row, and then they've won four in a row.
So Iowa's still a good football team, but I'm with you. I think it's always – you never want to play that team twice, especially when they're on a roll like Wisconsin was before they lost to Minnesota Saturday.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Like, everything, you know, pretty much worked on Saturday. Even, you know, J.J. played really well in the times that he was in there, ran the ball, threw the ball, and I love that little – Cade McNamara, look at him, way to go. I mean, there's, you know, we talked about it all season, and you saw it up close. You see it up close and personal because you're there every, you know, for an extended period of time, that this was different. How, I mean, can you tell, TJ, year by year, just the makeup of a team, why it's different one year from the next? Because it just seems that they had this quiet confidence that all of a sudden – that they never had before.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with confidence. You know, who have you played already, and the leadership that you have on your team. Aiden Hutchinson obviously being one of those senior leaders that comes back, and, you know, I think that wears off on the rest of the team. That's contagious. You want to win for the seniors, right? It just seems like that this is the first – the team that we haven't seen in a long time that, you know, they look close, and I don't know, John's closer to this than I am, but they look close, they look tight, they look like they're together. There doesn't look like there's any animosity when JJ comes in. Cade's not over pouting on the sideline, or Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins, whoever's getting, you know, the hot hand, getting the majority of touches, the other guys right there ready to celebrate with them on the side. You don't see any of the animosity on that team. The guys look like they're in it together, and I think the most impressive thing is the way that they've bounced back. I mean, this has just been, in my opinion, Harbaugh's Achilles heel the last, you know, 6 years. Was when they do lose the tough game, it seems to snowball. It seems to just get worse and worse and worse, and then you lose to a bad team, and it's like 8-4 or 9-3. Okay. But the way that they rebounded after Michigan State and the way that they have come back, you know, I know Nebraska and Penn State games, I mean, those are games that they've lost in the past, almost every single time.
Even Saturday when they fell behind 10-7, they came right back and scored.
And they come right back. And even in the Ohio State game, late in that game, when Ohio State started to seem like they got a little momentum, Michigan goes down on a long drive, scores a touchdown, puts their foot on their neck, and just, you know, crushes them. And that's something that's just a characteristic that we just haven't seen. And I think that's what made it so – scary for guys like me to jump in last week and say, I think they can do it. I need to see it to believe it. And you know what? I mean, good for them. Good for Harbaugh. Good for that team. They played a damn good football game against one of the best, you know, still probably top three team in this country. But it's just something we haven't seen. I think that was the pleasant, you know, surprise. And that was a satisfaction, was like, it just felt like a breath of relief, right? Just finally, finally.
All right, telephone number 248-539-9797. Coming up at 9:35, TJ mentioned a coach who got out of the way on Saturday. Should another coach in town just get out of the way? 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.